نحمده ونؤمن به ونستعين به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاد حتى أتاه اليقين ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أخواني أحبائي، الله سبحانه وتعالى جل في علاه خلقنا من العدم، أوجدنا من العدم. أين كنا؟ في أي مكان؟ في الهواء، في ذرات الماء، في ذرات التراب، في ذرات الحيوانات أو اللحوم، في ذرات النباتات، لا ندري أين كنا. والله أوجدنا من العدم بقدرته سبحانه وتعالى، ثم أسبغ علينا بالنعم ظاهرة وباطنة، ثم أكرمنا بأعلى وأسمى هذه النعم، نعمة الإسلام، نعمة الإيمان، ثم أمد علينا بواسع فضله نعما على نعم، جعلنا من أمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم أكرمنا أن نجلس في بيت من بيوته حتى نتذاكر في عظمته وفي هدي نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our respected guest has recited Surah Al-Ikhlas. All of us are familiar with Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no children. Allah has got nobody equal to Him. Then He has given the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever's last words are La ilaha illallah. In other words, before passing away, he recites La ilaha illallah. دخل الجنة. He will attain Jannah. Our respected Shaykh has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from non-existence. None of us knew where we were, from where did we come. Were we some particle from sand or the air or the water or the ocean or the sea, from some animal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence from non-existence. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not come into existence on our own accord. It is only through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with numerous bounties. External bounties, internal bounties, bounties upon bounties. One of the greatest bounties Allah has bestowed upon us, He has given us the bounty of Islam, the bounty of Iman. We are all the reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then, such a great bounty over above all this, Allah Ta'ala has made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Nabi, the final ummah, Allah has made you and us in that ummah. And now Allah has given us, through His fadl and kindness, the ability to gather here in His house, where we are going to talk about His greatness, we are going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also is such a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ يَا أَحْبَابَنَا الْكِرَامِ أَنَّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيَّنَ خَيْرَ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ فخيرية القرون الذي في قرن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبب أنهم كانوا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيّن لهم أنهم أقاموا الأربع الأعمال التي كانت في مسجد نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعوة إلى الله والتعليم والتعلم والعبادات والخدمة وكما تعلمون أصل الدين هو قام على هذه الثلاث المراحل فالمرحلة الأولى هي مرحلة قيام الدين أو تسمى بجهد الإيمان وهي المرحلة الأولى هي مرحلة الدعوة فعندما بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مكة أول شيء الله أمره أن يدعو الناس إلى توحيده إلى وحدانيته وهذه هي المرحلة الأولى وهي تسمى بجهد الإيمان وقيام الدين في حياة الناس والمرحلة الثانية هي مرحلة تعلم الدين فالذين آمنوا ودخلوا في هذا الدين المبارك صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله عنهم أجمعين كانوا يجتمعوا في دار الأرقم فيتعلمون أوامر الله ويتعلمون من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحكمة فكانت حتى الآيات المكية كلها في التوحيد ثم المرحلة الثالثة عندما جاء عندهم الاستعداد أنه وصل منسوب الإيمان إلى درجة جاء عندهم الاستعداد لقبول أوامر الله وجاء عندهم الكيفية كيف يعبد الله فجاءت الشرائع نزلت شريعة الصلاة والصيام وكيفية الحج حتى فروع الدين جاء منهم الطلب حيث في الآيات يبين الله سبحانه وتعالى السؤال منهم ويسألونك عن المحيض ويسألونك عن الخمر ويسألونك عن الميسر جاء الطلب من عندهم للتعرف بكيفية أنهم كيف يكونوا على مراد الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that his time, his era was the best of times, the best of eras. Khairul Quruni Qarni. Then the time that came after Rasulullah sallam, the time of Tabi'een, then the Tabi'u Tabi'een and like that. But the best of times was that of, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was because four a'mal, four actions were established in that time. The a'mal of da'wat ilallah, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The a'mal of ta'alim and ta'allum, of teaching and learning from one another. Then the amal of ibadat, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making khidmah, serving mankind. Our Shaykh has mentioned that this Islam that has flourished, and how it came to that high level, it went through three stages. The very first marhala, the very first stage that it experienced was the rank or the stage of da'wat ilallah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited towards the oneness of Allah, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this stage, this marhala, we term it as juhduddin, the effort for deen, to establish deen, the effort of deen was required. Dawat had to be given towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find the verses which were revealed in Makkah or the Makki surahs, all of them are or revolve around Tawheed, inviting towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah ta'ala invites towards His oneness. Allah speaks about His oneness in these verses. So the very first level this ummah went through was the level and marhala of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find there was a progress, and then there was ta'aleem and ta'allum, learning and teaching these verses that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where sahaba had gathered at the house of Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala. And they would gather and they would learn these verses that were being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after that, the third stage, when there was the isti'adad, the ability to accept now the laws, the divine laws of Sharia, sahaba had a talab, a quest. Remember, the marhala of da'wat, then the marhala of ta'alim and ta'alum, verses being revealed, and they are listening to those verses. Now there was a zeal within them. They wanted to follow every action, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to know about different aspects of deen, salat, zakat, fasting, hajj. Women would ask about hayd and nifas. People would ask about khamar, alcohol. They wanted to refrain from all those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the third level and stage that this ummah went through. First was da'wat, then ta'aleem and ta'allum. And then this stage where the ummah had the isti'adad, the ability to bring into action these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لهذا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم الصحابة ورب الصحابة على شيء مهم حتى أن في التابعين كان عندهم كثير من الصلاة وكثير من العبادات وكثير من الأعمال لكن الفرق ما هو الذي حصل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حملهم مسؤولية الدين فهذا الفارق بينهم وبين ما بعدهم تحمل مسؤولية الدين فكان كل شخص كل رجل وكل مرأة كل بيت كان عنده من الداخل الشعور أنا المسؤول عن هذا الدين ومن الأمثلة كما سمعنا وقرأنا سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه عندما قال أينقص الدين وأنا حي لا يمكن أن ينقص أمام عينه الدين حتى بعد وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك المدينة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان الإيمان 100% أبيات المدينة كان فيها الإيمان 100% فسيدنا أبو بكر لم يستطع أن يرى أن الناس خرج منهم الدين أو نقص فيهم الدين فكان هو فصل على نفسه أنه إما يكون في هذه الحياة موجود ويرى منسوب الدين كما كان في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلا هو لا يستطيع أن يعيش بهذا الحال.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم nurtured the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى in such a manner that he had embedded in the Sahaba a very important point, a very important factor, and that was every Sahabi learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was responsible for carrying out this deen. He had this mas'uliyah, this responsibility of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find the time after sahaba tabi'in, mashallah, we find a lot of ibadat, salat, dhikr, tilawat, excellent. But there was a distinguishing factor between sahaba radiallahu anhu's time and those people who came after Sahaba, and the fact that Sahaba, every single Sahabi, male, female, every home had developed an environment of Iman, 100% Iman. They knew that they were responsible for this deen, and they had to invite others towards this deen. To the extent, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became the Amir. And when he saw there were some shortcomings among some people, the moment he saw this, he could not bear it any longer. He said, أَيَنْقُصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيٌّ? Shall there be any deficiency in the deen, in the level in which Rasulullah left us, 100% Iman, 100% Iman environment in every home, He could not bear to see any deficiency now in the lives of any Sahaba, in the lives of the believers, in the lives of the Muslim at that time. He could not bear and tolerate any deficiency in the level of Iman than it was in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ. He said, I'd rather leave this world, I'd rather die than see any deficiency in Iman. This means that in the time of Sahaba, in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, Nabi Akram developed their Iman to a level where they had 100% Iman.
لهذا كان تحمل المسؤولية هي أصلا هو كيف قيام الدين في حياتهم وحياة الأمة كلها. فلذلك كانوا لما قاموا على جهد الدعوة في هذه المرحلة الأولى الذي علمهم بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكان عندهم الذكر والتذكير. ولكن الأمة لما ضعف في جهد الدعوة ودولة الإسلام كبرت وسكن الناس فضعف جهد الدعوة فأصبح فقط الذكر وقل التذكير. وكذلك هذه في لا إله إلا الله. وأما في محمد رسول الله أصبح عاطفة المحبة أي حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولكن بترك يعني أو ضعف جهد الدعوة فأصبح هم النبي، فكر النبي، جهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، حزن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، رحمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، عاطفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت بسبب ضعف الدعوة. فلذلك كانوا حياة الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين بين الذكر والتذكير وبين المحبة وحمل هم النبي وحزن النبي وهكذا جهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم realized that how to bring this deen into their lives, they had to make an effort. They had this concern and worry that this deen must be found in their lives and in the lives of the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Therefore, we go back to the first stage, the marhala of da'wat ila Allah. In the time of Sahaba, there was dhikr and tazkir. They would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would remind others of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we found in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They made the dhikr of Allah and reminded others of the dhikr of Allah. But later on, after the time of Sahaba, we find that there were some deficiencies, some shortcomings that came into the lives of the people. One aspect they still did. They still made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they did not make tadhkir. They left calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They left reminding others about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this deficiency came in, then they were left only with dhikr and no tadhkir. That's in La ilaha illallah and in Muhammadur Rasulullah. They loved Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They had the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because they had left the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they left the concern and the worry, the huzn, the fikr Rasulullah had. They had muhabbat for him. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they left calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was a focal point in the life of Rasulullah sallam. The juhud, the fikr he had for this ummah. Unlike Sahaba, they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they had the huzn and the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ثم كما تعلمون أحد الصحابة بيّن حتى العلم كيفية حيث قال تعلمنا الإيمان ثم تعلمنا القرآن فازددنا به إيمانا. فيكان العلم كله قائم على أساس الإيمان، فبهذا الإيمان هو في الأصل أنه جهد الروح، وأما العلم بدون جهد الإيمان فيكون الجهد للعقل والفكر. فلا بد يحتاج الآن إصلاح الروح، وكيف يكون هذا القلب متعلق بالله سبحانه وتعالى. فهذا الإنسان عندما يتعلم فيكون العلم نافعا له، وهنا يكون من ميزهم الله سبحانه وتعالى حيث قال يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. فيكون هذا في أعلى المنازل لأنه تحصل على بجهد الإيمان تحصل على الإيمان، ثم بجهد العلم تحصل على الإيمان، فهذا هو الذي من في المنازل يكون من أعلى المنازل.
One Sahabi mentioned his kayfiyat, his feelings. He said, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانِ ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنِ فَازْدَدْنَا بِهِ إِيمَانًا. We first learned iman. We understood the prerequisites of iman and the concern and worry and the juhud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, when we learned iman and then we learned Quran, through this our iman increased. The very edifice and foundation of iman, or the effort of iman, is on the ruh, on the soul. And therefore, respected Shaykh says that a person can seek knowledge, he seeks ilm of deen, but if there is no juhud of iman, there is no effort on iman, then in reality he is making an effort only on his aqal, his intelligence. He is only studying, he is gaining knowledge only. Knowledge coupled with effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the effort of iman, this will bring this person to the highest of ranks. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have iman and those who have been given ilm, they يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala raises the ranks of those people who not only gain knowledge, but they made an effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an effort on their soul. That is the effort of da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala raised the ranks of the highest of stages.
كذلك يا أحبابنا الكرام تأتي العبادات يكون فيها الروح وإلا تكون العبادات غير مقبولة بدون الصفات وخاصة الصفة الإيمانية. قد تكون العبادات كبيرة مثل الصلاة والصوم والحج والزكاة وهي من الأركان، ولكنها لا تقبل بسبب عدم وجود فيها الصفات. لذلك هذا جهد الدعوة وجهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو حتى يربي الصفات، لأن هذه الصفات صفات مكتسبة يكتسبها الإنسان في وسط هذه البيئة، مثل بقية الصفات الذي بيّنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، الحلم بالتحلم والعلم بالتعلم. وهكذا الله سبحانه وتعالى يخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث يقول له واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم. وكذلك بقية العادة معية الله ومحبة الله ويعني نصرة الله مع من هو جاء عنده حقيقة الصفات، إن الله مع المتقين، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا، إن الله مع الصابرين، هكذا إن الله مع المؤمنين، هكذا كل هذه الصفات معية الله ومحبة الله ونصرة الله معهم، ولكن يكون على شكل بيئة جماعة ليس على شكل فرد. وهكذا يا أحبابنا الكرام الأصل في الأمر هو جهد لهذه الصفات، فبالدعوة هي إحياء الدين كامل في الإنسان وفي وتكوين بيئة الإيمان وبيئة الصفات.
In a similar manner he sees ibadat that we make, salat, sawm, fasting, hajj, etc. All these things have a ruh in that ibadat. There is a spiritual dimension in these ibadat. And this spirituality in these ibadat can only come if a person has the juhud, the effort of Rasulullah SAW, the da'wat calling towards Allah. Because when a person calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will inculcate in himself these different qualities, which are not, we don't just come naturally, but they come after making an effort. They are earned. These qualities are earned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about inna Allah ma'al ladina attaqaw, inna Allah ma'al sabirin, all this taqwa, the tahallum, the hilm, the forbearance he has, the tolerance he has, and the patience he has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told Rasulullah SAW, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladina yada'una rabbahum. Ilakhir al-ayah, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to have the sabr, patience in him. All these qualities come into the ibadat of a person after juhud, effort is made. So complete deen comes when a person has complete iman, and that is by making, giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this effort is made, then these beautiful qualities come to a person.
لذلك لو هذه العبادات كما قلت سابقا إذا لم تصحب بالصفات ما تقبل عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. ما في آية تقول إن الله مع المصلين، إن الله مع الحاجين، إن الله مع الصائمين، كلها مع أهل الصفات. هكذا حتى عندما بالنسبة للصلاة قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. إيمان خشوع، الصلاة تقبل عند الله. وبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أحاديث مختلفة عن الأعمال وهي ولو كانت في الأركان، قد يصلي العبد ولكن صلاته ما تقبل بسبب أنه في غفلة في هذه الصلاة، فتطوى هذه الصلاة وتلقى على وجهه وتقول ضيعك الله كما ضيعتني. وكذلك الصائم يصوم، وبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس له من الصيام إلا الجوع والعطش. لماذا؟ سب هذا وشتم هذا وظلم هذا وأكل مال هذا، فصيامه ما استفاد منه إلا الجوع والعطش. كذلك الصائم، يبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الحاج يضع رجله في الغرز ويقول لبيك اللهم لبيك، ويقال له لا لبيك ولا سعديك، ماله حرام وزاده حرام، فيحج ويرجع ولم يتحصل على حقيقة الحج ونتائج الحج، مع أنها عبادات في الأركان، ولكن بسبب عدم الصفات هذه العبادات ما تحصل على أجورها ولا على أثرها.
A person makes ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pillars of Islam. He makes salat, zakat, hajj, fasting, etc. He's doing ibadat. But these ibadat, when they lack the true qualities that Allah desires, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never said in the Quran that successful are the musallis, those who perform salah. But Allah said, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They have that humility in their salat. In other words, they have those qualities in their salat. Then and only then their salat is accepted. Otherwise a person can be reading salat, or he can be keeping roza, or when a person is reading salat without khashi'at, without khushu', without the fear of Allah subhanahu, without humility, without reading with the proper qualities, then it comes in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wraps up that salat like a dirty rag and throws it back onto his face. It's not accepted. These ibadat have to have the true qualities. A person can be fasting, but he is not gaining any reward from his fasting. Why? Because whilst he is fasting, he is still making ghibat, he is still speaking lies. So Allah Ta'ala says, that, or Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith, that he gets nothing from his fasting except hunger and thirst. He gives the example of a haji. He is riding his camel. He's put his leg into the stirrup of the saddle, and now he's about moving. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. He's saying, Wallah, I'm present. And then a caller says, La labbaik. No labbaik for you. Why? His wealth was haram. His eating is haram. His rozi is haram. Therefore, our Shaykh is emphasizing on this point, to do these ibadah that we are doing every day, it must have the true sifat and qualities that Allah Ta'ala desires from us.
لهذا يا أحبابنا الكرام، المقصد كله أولا وآخرا هو يعني في العبادات لا يمكن إلا تكون مصحوبة بالأول جهد الإيمان، وكذلك تعلم الدين، ثم هذه العبادات تكون على اليسر. فهكذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدين يسر، وهنا تسهل العبادات ويكون جميع أداء الشعائر باليسر وبالشوق وبالرغبة، حتى أن هذه العبادات يكون فيها الروح كما قلت سابقا.
So he says objective, beginning and end. In all these ibadat, to gain these qualities that we have mentioned, all these things is not possible except with juhdu deen, effort for deen. And then seeking knowledge of deen. And then with yusr, with easiness, not being difficult. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy. We have the shawq, the zeal, that inclination, the raghbat, the love for all these ibadat, all these things will come into the person after he makes the juhd of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لهذا يا أحبابنا الكرام، في هذا بالدعوة الله يرزقنا العواطف التي كانت في الصحابة رضوان الله أجمعين، وكانت في نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام، عاطفة الشفقة والرحمة، ويكون في قلوبنا الحزن على أمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونكون رحماء على الآخرين. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين، يعني يقول في الحديث ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. طيب لو جبنا عكس الحديث في المعنى، لا ترحموا عن من في الأرض، صلي وصوم وأدي كل الشعائر، الله ما يرحمك.
الله. He says this effort of da'wat, what it brings in us, that love, affection that we find in the time of Sahaba, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through this effort of da'wah, then a person gains in his heart, inculcates in his heart, love for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins to have that mercy, compassion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, irhamu man fil ard, irhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people in the world, Allah will have mercy upon you. He says, just ponder for a moment. Look at the converse of it. If Allah Ta'ala had to say, La tarhamu man fil ard, don't have any mercy on any person in the world. Just continue your salat and continue your ibadat alone. What will be the position? Rasulullah SAW has taught us, no. Have mercy upon his entire ummah. Allah will have mercy upon us.
هكذا أحبابنا الكرام المقصود كيف يكون نحن أول من الله يرحمنا نحن المحتاجين لرحمة الله هذا هو الأصل يا أحبابنا هكذا لماذا نحن نخرج في سبيل الله حتى تأتي فينا هذه العواطف يكون عندنا المزاج مزاج الإيمان الذي كان عليه الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين حيث قال الله وإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به أي الكيفية والصبغة الذي كانوا عليها صحابة رسول الله أيا كانوا من بعدكم أو من وراءكم فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله لهذا يا أحبابنا نحن نخرج في سبيل الله الأصل نقدم حتى نحن الأول والأخير نرحم على أنفسنا الأول والأخير نرحم على أنفسنا فإن شاء الله يا أحبابنا سامحونا أنتم ما شاء الله أعرف في هذا الأمر نخرج في سبيل الله إن قدمنا القليل الله يعطي الكثير فنخرج في سبيل الله وهكذا بعاطفة الشفقة والرحمة على أمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى الله سبحانه وتعالى يرحمنا في الدنيا والآخرة
How will we gain from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Each one of us first has to get, he himself has to be worried and concerned how he can attract the mercy of Allah ta'ala upon himself. For a person to gain this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his temperament will become, his nature will become like that of Sahaba. Allah ta'ala had mentioned, if you bring Iman, like how Sahaba brought Iman, then you have got Hidayat. That is the maqsad that we bring in our lives, that level of Iman that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een had. We should make some sacrifice. A little bit of sacrifice we will make. And we will see great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh, out of his humility, like our other brother also after Asr said, he says, we don't know much. You all know more than us. This is their humility. They have given great sacrifices. If we sit to them, we will understand. But he's saying, let us go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will see that we will have shafqat, rahmat, affection, mercy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فهكذا يا أحبابنا في الله بس نحن نعطي حتى الله سبحانه وتعالى يرى بعد بضعفنا يعني انكسارنا أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى بالإنفاق هذا إنفاق الوقت والنفس والصحة والافتقار والنفقة والافتقار بها إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى حتى الله يقبل منا حتى الله سبحانه وتعالى يعمنا برحمته ويعم عباده فإن شاء الله مستعدين نخرج إن شاء الله نريد منكم بالهمة تخرجوا الآن إن شاء الله في جماعة يعني نريد منكم قبل الاجتماع بهذه الهمم نرى هذه الوجيهة الطيبة يعني تعطوا إن شاء الله الأوقات أقل شيء 4 أشهر في يعني داخل بالأقدام و4 أشهر يعني داخل بدون الأقدام وهكذا خارج البلاد و40 يوم وهكذا اعطوا عشان الله يعطي والله يعطي أكثر
We will give a little bit of sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of our sacrifice, but little effort we will make, little effort. And Allah will give us in abundance. We will beg from Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars. Ya Allah, we've got feeble efforts. Ya Allah, we are so weak. Ya Allah, we cannot do. But little bit we will do. And then our beloved Shaykh says, you will see how Allah ta'ala's help and Allah's divine assistance will come. Allah's blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for us doors. Let us give our names in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the Ijtima' is coming. Go out in the path of Allah 4 months, 40 days, Peril Jamaat, Mastura Jamaat, inshallah, tashkil will be made, and our Haji Sahib will explain inshallah further, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers. No more explanation to be made, my dear friends. What more do we want, my beloved brothers, than our friends, our respected brothers who have come all the way from Medina, Munawwara, my dear brothers. And all four of them are from Ahle Bayt, my dear brothers. They are crying their hearts out to us. They are pleading to us that this deed that has become yatim today, we from Medina Munawwara, we have come to plead to you brothers that let us spend time in the path of Allah. For this time in the path of Allah that brought about the revival of deen in the four corners of the world, my beloved brothers. So for this inshallah, we want our youngsters, our brothers who are here to say inshallah, that we are ready for 4 months. 4 months India, Pakistan, wallah my dear brothers, all these brothers who have come from Medina, you ask them how many times they have been to India and Pakistan. Kam marrat antum kharaj fil Hind wal Pakistan? He cannot even count, my dear brothers. Who is he, my dear brothers? He's from Medina Munawwara. From Masjid al-Nabawi, my dear brothers. Who they are, my dear brothers? From Makkah Mukarrama. From the place where Allah Ta'ala revealed, Inna awwala bayt wudi'a lin-nas. They left that and he says, I cannot even count how many times I've been to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, my dear brothers. So come, my beloved brothers. Let us make intention, inshallah. We want every youngster here who's sitting here, who hasn't been to India, and those who haven't been to IPB, inshallah, to stand up and say, inshallah, we are ready to go for IPB, ready in the path of Allah. Stand up, my dear brothers, mashallah. Allah kubul, mashallah. Write the names down, inshallah. What's your name, bhai? Muhammad, mashallah. Your name, brother? Dawood, ya shallah. Suhail. Asad. Bilal. Yusuf. Mashallah. Ji, what's your name, bhai? Samir. Ji, call your names out, mashallah. Zahir, mashallah. Muhammad. Ibrahim. Come, my dear brothers. Ji, mashallah. Bilal. Kareem, mashallah. Wallah, my dear brothers. Maulana Ismail, sir. Ji, Muhammad. Wallah, bhai, dosto buzrugo. My beloved friends. My beloved friends, you see, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this day and age has revived this amal of da'wat and tabligh. It has spread in the entire world. And the elders, Allah ta'ala inspired them. This 4 months, my dear brothers, is not from somebody's back pocket. Understand this, my dear brothers. This 4 months call to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh is not something that has just come out of new, my dear brothers. Allah ta'ala has inspired ilhami. My dear brothers, put into the hearts that in this day and age, the fire of fitna that is spreading and burning in the entire world. My dear brothers, what is that effort that can spread in the entire world to counter it and to challenge this fire of fitna, my dear brothers? He said, every individual must go for 4 months. The ulama ikram, my dear brothers, our ulama ikram, Allah is blessed. There will only be, my dear brother, a limited amount of people who Allah Ta'ala will accept for the ilm of deen to enter their hearts, to enter their chest, the ilm of Quran, the ilm of Hadith, the ilm of Fiqh, the ilm, my dear brother, this will be a selected few. But my dear brothers, for the majority and for the awamun nas, Allah Ta'ala has said, you must go for 4 months. In order to understand what is the direction of our life and to understand what is the maqsad of our life, my dear brothers. So we want more brothers, inshallah. All our brothers from this overport, Asheville, Sherwood, Hilal, Musgrave, these youngsters, inshallah, stand up and say, inshallah, that in my life, inshallah, I will go for 4 months. Stand up and give our name, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Stand up, mashallah. Ji. Musa, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Come, my brothers, young and old, mashallah. Don't be shy, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Yaqub bhai, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Mashallah. What's your name? I forget. Salman, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. Wallah, my dear brothers. Everybody is making the da'wah today. There's an awaz. There's an announcement in the whole world. Jeeb. Ji. Imtiaz bhai, Allah accept. That enter our institute, enter our university, enter our college, take admission. Write the names down, mashallah. Saeed bhai, mashallah. What's his name? Hamza, mashallah. Abu Bakr, mashallah. Nawaz, mashallah. Ji. Buzay, mashallah. Muhammad. Enter our, take admission into our college, university, in our institutes, in our this, in our that, in this. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. Allah's Nabi's institute. Allah's Nabi's institute of Dawat. Allah's Nabi's institute of this work of Dawat, my dear. He's making a plea and a call to the youth of the entire world. That don't leave this world until you don't learn this work of da'wah ilallah. Learn this maqsad of mine. Learn this mission of mine. Learn this maqsad of mine. Come for 4 months, only 4 months. Wallah, my dear brothers, so easy. Can a person become a doctor in 4 months? Can a person become an engineer in 4 months? A person can't even learn tailoring. Bhai, tailoring kari sakke? 4 mahina ma. You cannot even do the simple things of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala put into the hearts of our elders that change the direction of your life. Understand who you are. Recognize what a Muslim is. Recognize what is the responsibility to be in the Ummat of Muhammad alayhi salatu islam. When you will go for this 4 months, my dear brothers, Allah will make us understand. Who else say inshallah? Come stand up, my dear brothers. More brothers inshallah. 4 months IPB inshallah. Allah accept. What's the name? Iqbal, Aghla, Kubul, mashallah. Say ameen, my dear brothers. Allah, puri jaan, puri maal, puri maal. Say stand up, mashallah. Who else? Come, my dear brothers. Nobody must sit today, mashallah. Muhammad Timal, Allah accept, mashallah. Nobody must sit today. Come, my brothers. Who says inshallah? What's the name, by Abdullah. Allah accept, mashallah. My beloved brothers. More, few more brothers stay, inshallah. We are ready, inshallah. Which of the parents who are here, inshallah, will say, no, inshallah, I will send my son. Or I'll send my grandson, inshallah. I'll send my nephew, inshallah. Mm-hmm. I'll make them go for this 4 months. I'll encourage them, inshallah, to go for this 4 months. Make them give the name, inshallah. Who says? Who says, mashallah? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I'll say ameen, inshallah. Yaqubai. Yaqubai, Dasu, mashallah. Allah, mashallah. Faiz bhai, teacher, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Acha, which masjid say, inshallah? We are going to make mehnat. Central Zone brother said that, inshallah, in the 6 months, up to Ramadan, they're going to take out 50 brothers for 4 months. 50 brothers. Say ameen, inshallah, brothers. Which masjid say, inshallah? Two brothers, three brothers, four brothers, even one brother, inshallah. The masjid brothers stand up and say, inshallah, we'll make the fikr. Ashable, four brothers, inshallah. Allah kubul. Say ameen, inshallah. Who's the next masjid, inshallah? Come, my dear brother. Jaldi, jaldi, bolo. Mia back, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Westville, mashallah. Say ameen, inshallah. Cannon Avenue, mashallah. Allah kubul, inshallah. Which other masjid? Come, my dear brothers. Which other masjid? Ji. Salihin, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Glennon Road, Allah kubul, mashallah. Which other masjid? Ji. Masjid Hilal, Allah kubul, inshallah. Come, dear brothers. All of us take this taqaza, inshallah. Wallah, my dear brothers. Wallah, my dear brothers. In this 2 months, four people came to me, my dear brothers, and told me either my son, my daughter, or my brother, they committed suicide. In this 2 months, my dear brothers. Yesterday, I spoke to one Maulana, my dear brothers. I'm telling this, not of, my dear brothers, our elders tell us, talk of good things. But this is a cry in the heart, Wallah, my dear brothers. I made a call yesterday. We're making fikr in the masjid. I said, Moana, he says, Inna lillah, inna lillah, inna lillah. He says, what? 21-year-old, young, bright, upcoming bird, my dear brothers, hopeful youngster of his parents, my dear brothers, took an overdose and he passed away. Dear brothers. The fire of fitna is burning, my dear brothers. No home is safe, my dear brothers. No home is safe, my dear brothers. Allah, respected brothers, Allah has given us this amal of dawat. Allah has given us this great, 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 much more savior. Let us, inshallah, make on me. Which other masjid say, inshallah? Yeah, we will give encouragement, inshallah, to our brothers to go for this 4 months in a part of Allah. Come, my dear brothers. Who else make niyat also can stand up, inshallah? Come, dear brothers. MashaAllah. Chalo, inshallah, my dear brothers. We have made this fikr that we have had today in this masjid. Is for the entire central zone, the town, the overport area, for the Ladysmith Istima. My beloved brothers, ask our brothers here. We met these brothers when we came back from Bangladesh Istima. Gee, when we met them, respected brothers, ulama, the ulama, my dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, of the Arabs, Allah is making them understand this great work of Dawud. There was a time when Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Muhajir Madani, Rahmatullah Alayh, when Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib told him, go to Saudi Arabia, go to this place of our markaz of Dawah, Medina and Makkah, and go and start the Amal of Dawat. He said, my dear brothers, when he came there, the Arab people told him, you're a Hindi Chindi. What they told him? Hindi Chindi. We are Arabs. Quran came to us. Quran is in our language. Quran was revealed in our city. You came to teach us deen. He said, I haven't come to teach you deen. We have come to explain to you what was the work of your forefathers and through which we became Muslims, through which we took the idols and threw it out of our homes, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread Islam in the four corners of the world. We have come once again to explain to you, my dear brother, those same brothers, Allahu Akbar, today are sitting in front of us. Those same Quraysh, my dear brothers, who oppose Allah's Nabi in this work of Dawud, today the Quraysh youngsters are coming in the work, my dear brothers. The ulama of the Arabs are coming into the work. Respected brothers, these brothers, Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers, for the istimas, they have been to different parts of the world. There was no time for them to give the karguzaris. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers, this istima that's taking place in Ladysmith, Allah Ta'ala in this zamana, Allah Ta'ala put into the elders, that how the revival of the deen, not just one family, not just one community, not just one language speaking people, not just one town, but the entire world, my dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, our elders were sitting right in front of us, they have, Allah Ta'ala accepted them to go and establish the istimas of America, of Australia, of Europe, of those places where there was not even one masjid. Today in France, there are 4,000 masjids, my dear brothers. In New York City alone, New York City and the greater New York City state, my dear brothers, there's nearly 800 masjids, my dear brothers. How did this come about, my dear brothers? Gee, how did this come about? In this Bangladesh istima, I spoke to Sheikh Wissam of France. He's the Shura of France. I tell him, Sheikh Wissam, we meet him every year. But after Paris, we don't want to go into details. After Paris, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I told him, Sheikh, what's the position now in Paris, in France? He says, Abdul Rashid, in 2 months, the level of the work of Dawat I saw that increased in France in 2 months, I did not see it in 20 years, my dear brothers. Nothing affects this work of Dawat, my dear brothers. He said, when this thing happened in Paris, we took out 26 pedal jamaats, my dear brothers, for 4 months. 26 pedal jamaat, he said, we said, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, Ya Allah, you make this, open the doors of Hidayat. We got nothing in our hearts. We love mankind. We love mankind. Who today is doing that effort? Who got that welfare and the goodwill of mankind in their hearts? My dear brothers, that without any pay and using their own money, and not with other people's money, my dear brothers, they're doing this work, my dear brothers, for the khairkha, the goodwill of mankind. Because today in the whole world, there is one industry that is flourishing. Understand what I'm saying, my dear brothers? There's only one industry that is flourishing, and that is the industry of killing of mankind, of the murder of mankind, of the maiming of mankind, of the bombing of mankind, of killing the children, of killing widows, of destroying them, my dear brothers. That's the industry that is flourishing. And this work of Dawud is saying, oh mankind, yeah, these jamaats that are going in the path of Allah, we don't know, my dear brothers, who are spending their own money, my respected brothers. So we are saying, inshallah, for this istima mehnat, inshallah, from the central zone, who says, inshallah, we are ready to come out cash in the path of Allah in this month of February and in the month of March. These brothers, stand up, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Who says we are ready cash, inshallah? Allah accepts Suhail, mashallah, from Westville. Who else, inshallah? Yeah, remain standing, inshallah. Abu Bakr, mashallah. Allah kubul, mashallah. Come, my dear brother. Allah accept, mashallah. What's his name? Huzaifa, eh? Hamza, Allah kubul, inshallah. What's your name? Faiz, mashallah. Allah kubul, mashallah. Remain seated, brothers. Remain seated. Nobody should walk out now. G. Ashraf, Allah accept, mashallah. Obeyed, Allah kubul, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Zaid Kaji, Allah kubul. Come, dear brothers. Wallah, these are the brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will utilize them and make their hands, inshallah, a zariya of hidayah for thousands of people. Ismail, Allah kubul, mashallah. Before the istima, we are saying, in the month of March or in the month of February, inshallah, who says, inshallah, come, my dear brothers. More brothers, stand up, inshallah, come, dear brothers. Stand up, inshallah. More brothers, stand up, mashallah, come, dear brothers. Gee, what's the brother's name in the back? Mashallah. Come in the front, bhai. Wallah, my dear brothers. What's your name, bhai? Ridwan, Allah accept, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Few more brothers, stand up, inshallah. Before the istima, Allah accept. Gee, what's your name, mashallah? Uzair. Remain standing, bhai. Remain standing, Uzair. Remain standing, inshallah. Man, make your friends stand up next to you, inshallah. Your friends next to you, make them stand up. My dear brothers, Allahu Akbar. There's no time to go into the detail, my dear brothers. How Allah Ta'ala revived the effort of, revived deen, my dear brothers. Revived deen in places like America, in Australia. Ziya Zainab Jamaat went to South America, walking, my dear brothers, 4 months, my dear brothers, in Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil. After that, the report came to us. They met families who said, we, today, I can trace my lineage. I can trace my lineage right up to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can trace our lineage right up to the Ashab, to the Ahl al-Bayt. He says, today, yeah, all my children have married Christians. All my children, we have totally lost Islam. They don't know how to perform namaz. There's not one. There's hundreds and hundreds of lakh. Imagine, my dear brothers, eh, if jamaats will go in the path of Allah to these countries, my respected brothers, how happy. They said, eh, when they said, what is your name? He says, my name is so and so. I'm from the family of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. My name is so and so. I'm from the family of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. My name is so and so. I'm from the family of this Sahabi. But he says, make dua for me. Make dua for me. All my daughters have married Christians. All my sons have married Christians. Make dua. Let's go and meet them. Let's go and take them out in the path of Allah. This is this work, my beloved brothers. So who says inshallah, okay, let's say these brothers are ready for 40 days. Who says inshallah, before the istima, I will give, okay, not 40 days, not 20 days, even 10 days also inshallah. 20 days or 10 days or even 5 days also. These brothers stand up inshallah before the istima. Come there brothers, mashallah. Gee, all these brothers go outside inshallah. Come, remain staring, my dear brothers. Stand, keep on staring. Who says inshallah, my dear brothers? Whatever time we are saying, not 4 months and 40 days, even 20 days, even 10 days also before the istima. Stand up, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Stand up more, brothers, mashallah. For the merit of the istima. For your own. Go on that side, mashallah, my dear brothers. Stand up, mashallah. More, brothers. Allah accept. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Come, dear brothers, mashallah. Allah kubul. Allah kubul. There's Zakaria going there, inshallah. More, brothers, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah accept, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allah accept, mashallah. Go there, inshallah. Go there, inshallah, mashallah, my dear brothers. Dear brothers, Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this community around here with senior ulama. Our ulama ikram, they are our stars, my dear brothers. Our ulama ikram, they are our fort, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, we are making this tashkil. Alhamdulillah. We had our South African mashura. We're in the South African Mashura, alhamdulillah, the whole of Natal, we made niyat that for the next 2 months up to inshallah April, we are going to take out 500 jamaats for 3 days. Say Amen, inshallah. I'll just give you, my dear brothers, importance of just going out for gush. One car guzari came to us, one of our brothers, I think he's born under Ismail Jadwat from Spingo. His brother-in-law, his sister, or somebody is in West Indies. So he says that they gave a kar guzari. The first jamaat from South Africa that went to West Indies, when they were doing gush near a cinema, the queue of the cinema was there. There was one youngster standing. So as the jamaat went past, the brothers were looking at the queue. But eye to eye contact was made with this young boy. They never give him dawat also. They just saw him and he saw them. And that boy just smiled, or the jamaat smiled, and the brother went and made salam to him. In the queue, while standing in the queue, salam alaikum. While he made salam to him, he said, we are from South Africa and we have come over here. Allahu Akbar. He came out of the queue. He left the queue of the cinema and he began talking to the satis. The jamaat made his tashkil. He said, we are in a part of Allah. He said, I'll join you for 3 days. 3 days, he made it 10 days. 10 days he made it 40 days. After 40 days when this jamaat went, my dear brothers, back, they took him to India. This boy became an alim of deen. And my dear brothers, he's running the Darul Uloom of West Indies. Do not underestimate this in this one gush. When that alarm takes place in your masjid for gush, if you cannot go for gush, at least sit for that short program. Take permission and go. In the back again after Isha, take part in the bayan. Wallah, my dear brothers, Allah has opened doors of hidayat for countries.